And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Good news. This is Tex Mars. Another edition of Power of Prophecy. Today we're going to have a volume of secrets, but I want to start out with good news. Good news from the Pope. Oh, yes. The Pope has good news for atheists. I don't know if it's good news for you and me, but every atheist in the world can rejoice. They're headed to heaven. Now, how are they going to make it? Well, Pope Francis, that's the new Pope's name. Pope Francis suggests that they just do good deeds. And that'll get them to heaven. Pope Francis. Oh, my. He has confirmed that atheists can indeed go to heaven. We'll talk about that. Maybe you don't agree with the Pope. Well, you're just... Are you that narrow-minded? You don't agree with the Pope? He's infallible. When he talks ex cathedra, which means about religious things, he is infallible. He said it, and that's it. Or is it? Well... Maybe it's not, after all. Maybe if you disagree with the Pope, you know, you could be right. Maybe he's just a cockeyed idiot. Well, we'll talk about that in a little bit, just a moment. First of all, we're going to talk about the IRS today. Yes, the IRS, the terrorist organization of them all. We'll talk about how the Jews are heading up the investigations against all the Christians, constitutionalists, and Tea Party people. The press is afraid to tell you that. It's the Jews in the IRS that are doing this to all of us. Now, Obama, President Obama knows who it is because he met with the leader of the IRS employees union, and that's when things began to roll. We'll talk about that in a little bit, how Obama really knows all about this. He says he doesn't. I mean, after all, he's just a president. I don't know anything. Monkey no see, monkey no speak, monkey no do. Well, the monkey knows a lot, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. Hey, did you know that murder, all crimes, in fact, across the United States have been cut in half in the last few decades? You know, Obama has done us all a big favor. He really has. And here the guy gets in office. I mean, and gun sales just took off. I mean, we can't even keep ammunition in stores anymore. And the longer that Obama's in office, the more crime is going down. The statistics show it. You may not think so. I know the media wants you to think that crime has increased, but it is not. More people own guns. That means more people are afraid to go out and rob and kill and rape. Good for Obama. He's done us all a favor. Well, did you know the National Public Radio, NPR, it's called? You know, I've known of NPR for many years. When I first got into publishing, somebody told me, don't even think about sending any of your books to National Public Radio because all they won't review them. All they'll do is say bad things about them. I said, really? Well, isn't it National Public Radio? Isn't it tax-funded? Isn't it the people's money? Well, yeah, but it's run by the liberals, they said. Well, why do they get our taxpayer dollars then? The National Public Radio. Who says that we need a National Public Radio? Well, they own hundreds of stations across America. And Congress, every year, approves a big lump of money for them. Well, I want to tell you a little bit about their editor. They have a new, well, not editor, she's the reporter there, Margot Adler. Margot Adler, you know, the name really struck me because I was reading this article about her. and an atheist friend of hers. Turns out she's the chief reporter there for the National Public Radio, Margot Adler. Well, I've known Margot Adler for many, many years. She's a pagan witch. Now, I don't mean that she's just a witch. I mean, there's some girls, you know, that are just witches. But they're not really witches, if you know what I mean. I've met a few witches in my time. But I'm talking about the ones who pray to the goddess and the horned god of the forest and a true religious witch, Margot Adler. She now works for National Public Radio as, well, she's not a witch there. She's a reporter. Isn't that sweet? They've got a pagan witch as their reporter at NPR. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Meanwhile, Michael Bolton, remember him? They say he's a Grammy Award winner. I've never liked the guy. I don't know much about him. They say he's a pretty good singer. Other people say he's sort of boring. But he says he wants Hillary Rodham Clinton as president. Quote, I'd walk across the country to get Hillary into office. Well, let's see now. America's well over, what, Jerry, how far is America from coast to coast? 2,500 miles? Yeah, well, he better get to walking, huh? She might be president. I hope not. But we'll talk about Michael Bolton. Oh, my. Mother Jones Magazine. What a name. It's a very radical liberal magazine. Has some good articles in it. I read it periodically. But evidently, the reporter there, a Jewish woman named Erica Eichelberger, got in a little bit of a jam over what she said. She said that African Americans are disproportionately murderers, rapists, pedophiles. Now, when you work for Mother Jones, a liberal magazine, you can't say that about African Americans. But she did. And of course, ever since, she's been tap dancing, trying to say she's sorry. We'll talk about that, of course. Hey, did global warming cause the tornado in Oklahoma? Did global warming? Or was it just stupidity? Well, how can stupidity cause a tornado, you say? Well, we'll see about that. But I know one thing. Global warming doesn't cause tornadoes. And I don't think stupidity does either. But I have so many controversies today. The Pope saying atheists are going to heaven. I mean, I've just got it all here. Hey, by the way, the second biggest award program of the movies, you know, the Academy Awards, winning an Oscar is the biggest thing. But there's another one, and let's see, it's, I don't know much about it, but it's in Cannes, France, C-A-N-N-E-S, France. Every year they have a big film festival, and they give out awards. And this year, a French lesbian love story has won the award. It's called Blue is the Warmest Color. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, we've got so much. John McCain, he's been funded by George Soros. Well, wouldn't George Soros, isn't he the big liberal pro-marijuana guy, the billionaire, the Jewish billionaire? Yeah, that's right. He's the one behind John McCain's organization called the Reform Institute. I guess he's going to reform the marijuana laws. Well, John McCain, he recently was over, you know, in Syria, snuck across the border there, and palsied up with all of the Al-Qaeda that were there. See, the Al-Qaeda and all of their henchmen, all of their murderers and terrorists are fighting the legitimate government, the government that's been in power there about 25 years. Now, America is backing the Al-Qaeda. You know, like 1984, one time you back one faction, the next time you back the next one, you know, you go back and forth between the several. But Israel and the United States are now backing the Al-Qaeda in Syria, hoping that we can overthrow the established government there. We also back the Al-Qaeda in Libya. And, you know, they overthrew Gaddafi and murdered him. Well, now they're trying to do it in Syria, but they just can't get going. They've done everything. The rebel commander of the Syrian al-Qaeda, actually they're not Syrian, they're from all of these countries of the Middle East. They're being paid by the Israeli Mossad and the American CIA to go into Syria and fight. But they're losing their shirt. And they're getting really mad because they've been losing the war there for about, 6 months. So one of the al-Qaeda commanders showed how tough he was. They got some poor Syrian guy they'd taken captive. They murdered him and they cut his heart out and the guy ate his heart raw. Just ate it. Just ate his heart. That's the al-Qaeda guy. Ate the heart out of a Syrian prisoner. Now this is the guy we're supporting, friends. The one that ate the heart. Uncooked. Of course, it doesn't do you any good to cook somebody's heart, but he just ate it raw. Pulled it right out of the chest cavity and ate it. And we're supporting these guys. We're the supporters of them. And John McCain goes over there to give them a little boosting. He and his homo friend, homosexual Lindsey Graham, the, senator from the Carolinas there, the guy that speaks like this. Well, they're both for war. Every time you look around, they're saying, we need a war. We need a war somewhere. They can never have enough wars. Meanwhile, he's taking all this money from George Soros, according to WorldNet Daily. He also accepted money from Teresa Carey, John Kerry's wife. She's a billionaire, But isn't she a liberal? Isn't George Soros a liberal? Folks, what do you think John McCain is? But a liberal. That's why he's for gun control. He says he's not, but he's a liar. He's for immigration reform. Oh, yeah. His reform is to give everyone amnesty and citizenship back to back. The immigration law is broken. We've got to have amnesty now. Give them all amnesty. That's right. Come on over, boys. We'll give you all. That's what he says. Well, they don't really say the word amnesty. That's Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, and Senator Cruz from Texas, and Senator Lindsey, the homosexual from, I think he's from South Carolina. Yeah, okay. And John McCain. Have you ever wondered, John McCain was big pals with Joseph Lieberman. Now, that guy's about as queer as a $3 bill. He retired, and now he's buddies with Lindsey Graham, another homosexual. Makes you wonder about John McCain, doesn't it? Yeah, very strange. Well, in any case, let's talk about the IRS, okay? Let's go. Let's just talk about the fact that the IRS executives who are now causing all this trouble, all these scandals, they're Jews. Now, you don't believe me, right? Well, first of all, the IRS falls under the Secretary of the Treasury's office. That's right. The IRS has its own commissioner, but they fall under the purview of the Secretary of the Treasury. Now, who has been the Secretary of the Treasury? Well, that's been Timothy Geithner, a Jew. Now, they got a new guy. It's Jacob Lew, and he's also a Jew. Now, I don't know, how do you get to be Secretary of the Treasury by being a Jew? Now, there's only 2% of Americans that are Jewish. Only 2%. Some say 2.5%. Okay, let's give them 0.5% more. 2.5% of all Americans are Jewish. But 100% of them are Secretary of the Treasuries. Isn't that strange to you folks? It doesn't matter who's in office as president. They always appoint to the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board and as Secretary of Treasury a Jew. Don't they have anybody else, a Baptist, a Methodist, a Catholic, that's fit for the office? Why do they always have to put in a Jew? Well, it's because it's a money position. And the Jews get all the money positions. And the IRS, same way, it's a money position. Now, George W. Bush put in his pal, Doug Shulman, a Jew, as commissioner of the IRS. But when Obama came in, he kept Shulman as his commissioner, which everybody thought was strange, but I didn't, because there's no difference between the Democrats and the Republicans. They act like there is. And, oh, they get up there and the committees meet and, oh, they scream and they holler and seems like there's a little bit of difference, but there's really not. Shulman did as good a job for Barack Obama as he did for George Bush. Same thing. What kind of job did he do? Well, he doesn't really know. He said, though, that there was no discrimination going on. We're not partisan at the IRS. When they asked him, you know, just in 2011 about the over 500 organizations that had applied for 501c4 nonprofit status with names in their titles like Tea Party or Constitution or Patriot, they were all put on hold, intimidated, bullied. They were sent out question after question. And after 3 years, these organizations still don't have any tax-exempt status. Now, there were millions of voters in the Tea Parties, but they all died out for 2012. By the time 2012 came along, none of them got IRS status as nonprofit. And a lot of people don't want to give big bucks unless they can be tax-exempt. So the Tea Party movement was basically killed. But there's also all the pro-life organizations. They were all killed too. The IRS did a good job of squelching all the opposition. Over 500 that we know about, Tea Party organizations across America. Over 500. But there were hundreds of pro-life organizations. And they too were put on hold. Oh, they were sent forms and queries and ask all kinds. One time the IRS even asked a group, well, tell us how you pray. Want to know how the group, what was the content of their prayers? They want to get into your heart, into your soul. They want to know how you pray. Is that what the IRS is supposed to be doing? Now, I told you about this, didn't I, folks? Back in 97, 98, when they audited us for 4 straight years, well, 3 years officially, 1 year unofficially, they sent me a questionnaire, the IRS did, and said the agency has ruled that nonprofit organizations and churches cannot have opinions. Please tell us why you have your own opinion. They sent that, folks, that was a form the IRS sent to me. According to our guidelines, you cannot have an opinion. Tell us why you're entitled to an opinion. I thought this was America. How about the Planned Parenthood? The reproductive rights organization? Abortion, in other words, killing of babies. They got plenty of opinions. ACORN, the liberal voting group, they got plenty of opinions. There's even a Flat Earth Society. They've got an opinion that the earth is flat. I think they're dead wrong. How about you? But the IRS didn't question them, but they questioned me. You've got an opinion, Mr. Mars, you and your organization. We're not going to let you have that. Ha, ha, ha. Tell us why you think you're entitled. They were just harassing us. That's what they've been doing since 2010, when they lost the House to the Republicans. They said, we're not going to lose anymore. Now, I believe that Romney lost because of the IRS. Yes, the IRS squelched hundreds of thousands, probably millions of votes. That's why Obama knew he was going to win. He had the IRS out harassing and intimidating people. Who at the IRS? Well, everybody was a Jew. Doug Shulman was the IRS commissioner. Now, when he left, there was a guy named Wilson, also a Jew, as acting commissioner. But they didn't even know what was going on. We didn't know. We had no idea. Yeah, sure they didn't. Obama says he didn't know. But it comes out that his chief counsel knew. Yes, the chief counsel of the White House knew all along. Now, Obama had appointed an inspector general at the IRS to check on stuff like this. But it turns out that the inspector general, a black man, had dated Michelle Obama back when they were in college together. How do you pick one black man when there's 13 million black men in America? 13 million, the one you pick for inspector general happens to be the one that was a boyfriend of your wife. Isn't that coincidence? He did a study of this, all these hundreds and hundreds of organizations, Tea Party organizations, pro-life, constitutionalists, patriots, all of them being bullied and intimidated by the IRS. He said, well, you know, it had nothing to do with their being part of the Republican Party or part of any party at all. It was all a nonpartisan thing, said the stupid, ignorant, dummy inspector general. Now, the person they put in charge of all this was a woman, a Jew named Lois Lerner, L-E-R-N-E-R. But when she got before the House committee, she pled the Fifth Amendment, refused to talk, refused to testify. Now, Miss Lerner, a Jew, a feminist, it turns out was previously chief of enforcement at a separate bureaucracy, the Federal Elections Commission, FEC. At FEC, she harassed and sued the Christian Coalition, another Christian group. Then from the FEC, she went over to the IRS to become head of its tax-exempt organization division. There, Ms. Lerner saw to it that over 500 Tea Parties and scores of pro-life groups and other conservative organizations were denied tax-exempt status. She bullied, she intimidated them with hundreds of ridiculous queries, questions. She's going to make sure they didn't get their tax-exempt status. They were just down the vine. That's what they do at the IRS. They kill you. They have too much power there. Who gave them that power? Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson, when he was president, created all this junk. We didn't even have 501c3 or 5014 status before the 60s. And who was Lyndon Johnson but a crook and a scandalous scalawag? He was. The guy even participated in the murder of John F. Kennedy, for which he got away with it. Now, Ms. Lerner has been handsomely rewarded for being over at the Federal Elections Commission, harassing and suing the Christian Coalition, then going over to the IRS to become head of its tax-exempt organization division. In a recent year, she was given, in addition to her salary, $108,000 in bonuses for doing such a good job. But she refuses to answer questions like, who's your boss? Who told you to do this? Who told you to make up this enemies list with these categories on it? Constitution, patriot, pro-life, Tea Party. Who did that? They asked Shulman who was the one responsible for that. He said, I don't know. They asked Mr. Wilson, who did this? I don't know. And of course, Obama refuses to answer too. He's tap dancing around, hoping it'll all go away. Well, it just turns out that Ms. Lerner's done such a good job. Recently, she got a promotion. In addition to her regular salary of $200,000 or whatever, and then $108,000 bonuses, she has been made head of Obamacare. You see, it's the IRS that's going to enforce Obamacare, make sure everybody is paying up and has their health insurance. Do you understand that, folks? I'm telling you, Obamacare, that will be the biggest socialist boondoggle in American history, will all be controlled. They're going to give us a national ID card. Then they'll give us a chip in our bodies. We'll be controlled from cradle to grave under the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. And Lois Lerner of the IRS is in charge of it. Isn't that amazing? They've created 8 IRS centers, and they have 27,000 agents. Can you believe that? 27,000 IRS agents at Obamacare. Now she says, who gets medical care, who doesn't? She's head of all the death panels. This radical liberal Lois Lerner, she's Jewish. Shulman is Jewish. Wilson is Jewish. Jacob Lew, the Jew who runs the Treasury Department, another Jew. What did he say about this? Shocking. Shocking. If you've seen the movie Casablanca, remember that? They found out that gambling was going on. Gambling. Shocking. Shocking. Said the police chief. Obama knows nothing either. And guess what? Hundreds of these wannabe tax-exempt groups, the Tea Parties and such, were writing to all of the Republican congressmen and complaining about this for the last 3 years. And they got nowhere. They would send their letters over to the IRS and say, would you please comment on this? And the IRS would answer back and say, no, there's nothing to it. It's just the way we do things around here. That's what Mr. Wilson said. Well, we gave them bad customer service, didn't we? No, you're a criminal. You're a criminal. Who is going to prison over this situation? I don't want to hear about somebody getting fired. There's nobody. Miss Lerner hasn't been fired yet. She was taken off her job for a while. She's had to leave her position for a while. She's on administrative leave. I'd like to be on administrative leave too, wouldn't you? You get paid your salary while you're doing nothing. Then when it all blows over, she gets her job back. What is she? Remember, she's ahead of the Obamacare division now at the IRS. Now, listen, folks, at the Pentagon, they brought in a consultant, a guy named Weinstein. He's Jewish. He told them they've got to stop servicemen from sharing Jesus Christ with their fellow soldiers. So the Department of Defense put out an order telling service members, you're going to be court-martialed if you dare to mention the name of Jesus. Who's responsible for that? The consultant, a man named Weinstein, a Jew. Why is the DOD listening to a Jew named Weinstein to tell them what our servicemen should be able to do, which is their constitutional right to share Jesus Christ? Now your brother, your sister, your daughter, your son in uniform now subject themselves every day to militant lesbians and homosexual predators who threaten to rape and molest them in uniform. You've got an 18-year-old. Don't send in. I'm against it. I used to be for this. Hey, folks, I'm a retired Air Force officer. But I wouldn't send my son there. I wouldn't send my grandson there, my granddaughter either. Because now they allow militant lesbians and homosexual predators in service. They're going to feast on all these young boys and girls going in. No. We can't have that. Things are going to get worse and worse as Obama and his communist brigade search out Christians and patriots in every government bureau and find new ways to punish and harass them. Now, we're going to talk more about this on the other side. But I say no to military service. No. You don't want to put your boys there. First of all, they go over and get shot in some unnecessary war. While they're getting shot, they're being molested by a bunch of queers. That's not what you want, is it, folks? All right. We'll be right back after this brief message. Stay with us. We got a lot more about the IRS, the tip of the communist spear. A bunch of liberal zombies. That's what they are. A bunch of liberal zombies at the IRS. We'll be right back. I'm Tex Mars. Stay with us, won't you? Hello, friends. Tex Mars back here again. We're having a great conference, Liberty and Truth Conference. Remember we had our last one in 2010? Boy, we had a good time there. Had a lot of good Christian folks like you come at our conference. It was at the airport, Hilton Hotel. Hey, we're back. We're going to go to the same hotel. We had great service there then. And for $70 a person, $70, it's going to be all day. And you're going to have a good time. I hope you can come. Wanda will be there and I'll be there. We want to shake your hands, hug your neck, whatever it takes to greet you. We're going to greet you. We'll have book tables there. Of course, you can buy books or not buy books. It's up to you. But you're going to hear some great speakers. Now, let me tell you who all is going to be there. First of all, I'm going to be there. And I'm going to talk about my new book, Robot Alchemy. Robot Alchemy. But my namesake, you're going to find out there really is a Jim Mars. And he's not Tex Mars. He's a really good guy. And he's very clever. He's written many, many best-selling books. A couple of them, he made the New York Times bestseller list. He's gotten more radical over the years. Probably wouldn't be on there now, but he does a great job. One of his books is called Ruled by Secrecy. Crossfire, about the JFK assassination. He has the classic book, Jim Mars. Same name as mine. The surname, that is the last name, Mars. Jim Mars. Now, Joyce Riley, Nurse Riley, you know about her radio program. She's a great gal, and she knows so much. She's going to talk about how to stay healthy in a poisonous world. Boy, it is poisonous, isn't it? The vaccines they've got now killing people. Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, with her Gates Foundation paying hundreds of millions of dollars each year. Why? For depopulation, of course, to get rid of people. We're just a bunch of useless eaters to these folks. Well, another good girl is Susanna Huff. She'll be there. She's going to talk about one woman's fight against gun control. Now, what does Susanna Huff know? Well, let me tell you something, folks. Both of her parents were killed by a serial killer at a cafeteria in Killeen, Texas. And she was right there with them, just eating a meal, having a good time of fellowship. In comes a guy with a rifle and starts shooting people. I don't know how many people he killed, like 20-some-odd people. Susanna Huff, her mom, her dad, shot in the head and killed. She was with them. Can you imagine? How would you feel? How would you feel if you were at a cafeteria, eating a nice meal, having fellowship with your mom and dad? And some monster comes in and kills all those people. She's going to talk about that. Now, she was so upset about this that she came back, and for all these years now, she's been fighting the gun controllers, the Dianne Feinsteins, the Barack Obamas. She's been fighting. She even won a seat on the Texas legislature. She was a Texas state congressman for a number of years. She's a dynamic speaker, Susanna Huff. You'll love her. Hey, my old friend Galen Ross, he wrote the book, The Who's Who of the Elite. You'll want to see him. He's going to tell you about the Lone Star that is the Texas connection to the John F. Kennedy murder. He knows some very interesting things about LBJ's peccadilloes, LBJ's girlfriend, his mistress, and much more. We're going to have a mystery guest, too, by the way, a mystery guest. Can't tell you the person's name. You're going to love it, though. You're going to love this guy, I tell you. He's going to be great. Hey, we might even have R2-D2 there. I told you I was going to talk about robots. Well, the robot, R2-D2, if you saw the Star Wars movie, he's the one. He might just show up. Now, that's not the mystery guest, but he'll be a second guest who's coming. So see, we got a great lineup for you. We want you to come. It's $70 for all day long. You start at 8:30 or 9 in the morning, go to 6 o'clock at night. It's going to be great. Speakers, fellowship. We're going to have a lot of door prize. Jerry, you're going to be the MC, right? Hey, Jerry, my broadcast engineer, he's going to be the MC. Remember him? If you were here in 2010, Jerry was the big guy up there, and he did a great job of sort of, refereeing everything. You know, making sure everything went on on schedule, you know, and those of us who went over time, he yanked us with that, had that, what do you call those things? Yeah, shepherd's crook grabbed you by the neck. You're over time, boy. I had to watch my clock on that one. I didn't want to get that shepherd's crook pull. But hey, he's got to have a lot of prizes for you. We're going to have some door prizes, aren't we? Get some free things. It's going to be so much fun. And by the way, there's going to be a free meal for everybody. We're going to have a great free meal. And everybody will be there at the cafeteria. It's a restaurant at the Airport Hilton. And the Airport Hilton has given us great prices. I think it's like $99 for a room. So we want you to come, and you'll really enjoy it. I promise you, you're going to enjoy it. I know I'm going to have a good time. Wanda will have a good time. Jerry will have. Michelle, everybody's going to be there. Everybody. And you're going to love the mystery guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is. So when he stands up there in front of you, he's going to be the last speaker of the day. If you knew who he was, well, I want you to come up and tell me. But I did not tell you his name. I'm not going to tell you his name. Or it wouldn't be a mystery, right? But you'll enjoy. Now, I want to tell you, that's right. Well, Jerry, I've got to tell him how to get registered for the conference. Now, it's July the 6th, 2 days after July the 4th. So you can have your July the 4th barbecue and everything back home and then come here for the 6th. Austin's a lovely place. It's very hot now, but you'll see everything here. Boy, they've got so much going on. The lakes and whatever you want to do, you can have fun here in Austin, Texas. By the way, it's the 11th largest city in America. The 11th largest city in America. Number 11. But it's still growing. I think it was the second fastest growing city in America. Some other city here in Texas was first. But Austin is the second fastest growing city in America. I don't know why. You know, the Democrats run the city. They're not doing a very good job. But old Rick Perry, he's governor. He's doing a pretty good job as the governor. So maybe that's why we're doing so good, getting all these organizations and companies in here, high tech and so forth. Now, to register for this conference, all you have to do is call us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. You can go ahead and register now. We'll register you by phone, and we'll charge your charge card. How about that being easy, huh? We'll charge your charge card. Just call us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. Now, in the next newsletter we send out, June newsletter, June 1st, we will send you a registration form inside that. So look for it. But hey, to make it easy, all you have to do is pick up the phone during the work week and call us, 1-800-234-9673. Okay, to register for this. Be sure to register because, you know, in case we have a big crowd and can't get everybody in, then you're too late. But right now we've got plenty of seats. We're you know, we got the time going for us here. It's July the 6th. July the 6th. Okay? So put that on your schedules. Reserve a spot for yourself. Call us at 1-800-234-9673 and say, hey, I want to go to the conference. I want to meet Tex. I want to meet Wanda. And Jerry, you're going to have to give me a prize when I get there. Okay. Well, you only have so many prizes though, right, Jerry? Do you promise to give everybody a prize that comes? He's lying. He's not going to give you anything. I don't believe him. Nah, that's not. He tells the truth. So I think he is going to give you something, right? Everybody's going to get something. Maybe a handshake. That may be all, but he's going to give you something. Or a hug. Jerry says, I'm going to give everybody a hug. Okay. I'm going to hold you that, Jerry. You got to give everybody a hug. Okay. Now let's go to our regular program. We're talking about the IRS. Oh, it's pitiful, isn't it? Pitiful to talk about the IRS. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. This is a volume of secrets. Obama and his Communist Brigade. They're putting all the gays and the homos in military uniform. They're hiring a Jewish guy named Weinstein to go to the Defense Department to make our guys shut up about Jesus. And the IRS, these people have to be put in prison. They're criminals. And don't think that the Republicans really want to stop them. They just got caught. There are thousands of liberal zombies at the IRS just waiting to rip at your flesh and feast over your dead body. How do I know that? The Bible tells me so. What does the Bible say about the IRS? Well, I'll tell you what it says about the Jews. This is in John. Let me tell you what John said, the Apostle John. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Shulman, he's an Antichrist. Wilson, Lerner, Lou, Jews all. Antichrist all. Don't take my word for it. The Apostle John said it, and I believe him. They're all a bunch of Antichrist. Folks, if you were a decent, good person, you would not work at the IRS. Isn't that the truth? If you were a good, decent person, you would not be a barracuda and work at the IRS. As simple as that. By the way, I was just checking on Google to find out who all they've been harassing. Will Bill Donahue's a Catholic League. James Dobson, he asked for 501c4 status. They haven't given that to him yet. Jerry Falwell, when he was alive, they audited him. Pat Robertson. Even Franklin Graham's group, Samaritan's Purse. They audited them. They audited everybody of any note. They're a bunch of Antichrist at the IRS. That's what they are. Well, let's see what else we got. Now, I told you I'd talk to you about the Pope. I want to get that out of the way here. See, Pope Francis comes out and speaks every week. Now, in a morning mass, he said this the week of May the 24th. The Lord, this is coming from Pope. The Pope is what he says is like divine writ. So listen up. Quote, the Lord has redeemed all of us with the blood of Christ. All of us, not just Catholics, everyone. Father, he's talking to God now. Father, the atheist, even the atheist, everyone. We must meet one another doing good. But I don't believe, Father, I am an atheist. But do good. We will meet one another there. But I don't believe, Father, I'm an atheist. God responds, says, we'll meet one another there. Now, you know what? I think Pope Francis is correct. He was speaking to his God. And what is the name of his God? Well, that would be Lucifer, wouldn't it? And Lucifer said that atheists, good deeds get them to heaven. Now, Roy Speckhart, who's executive director of a group calling itself the American Humanist Association. Now, they're not all atheists. They're all kinds of things. But he said, quote, I gather from this statement that the Pope's view of the world's religious and philosophical diversity is expanding. That's what he told CNN. Mr. Speckhart said, while humanists have been saying for years that one can be good without a God, hearing this same thing from the leader of the Catholic Church is quite heartening. He's really heartened. He really feels good in his heart about what the Pope has said. And he did say that God told him this. All of us, not just Catholics, everyone is going to heaven. Everyone. We will meet one another there. Madeline Murray O'Hare, the mean, vicious atheist of the American Atheist Foundation, she's going to be in heaven. I guess Adolf Hitler, he did a lot of good works. They said, up his first 8 or 9 years in office, he improved the economy of Germany and did all kinds of good things there. A few bad ones too, but he did good works. I guess Adolf Hitler will be there. And Joseph Stalin, well, he did kill about, 40 or 50 million people. He did some good works though, didn't he? I'm sure he did. He'll be there. Where? Well, Hades, of course, hell. Did you know in the book of Habakkuk in the Bible, it says that hell is being enlarged? All the time it's expanding. The views of the Pope are expanding, but hell is expanding too. The Lord has redeemed all of us with the blood of Christ. All of us, not just Catholics. Now, the Catholics have a saying. It comes from their catechism. And I have a copy of their catechism here in my office. I've read it a number of times. I did a whole program on it. If you want that program, just ask for it, the New Catechism. And I'll tell you what they believe in it. It's all of the Catholics believe. It's the official doctrine of the Catholic Church. You'll be shocked about it. They say that Jews don't need Jesus. They're our elder brothers. They say that Muslims don't need Jesus either. Now, this Pope is a Jesuit priest from Argentina. A Jesuit. Boy, I wish I had some time to talk about the Jesuits, because they are hellish. They are devils. Now, I know if you're a Catholic, you just get this new Pope in. You've heard all kind of good things about him. He's washing women's feet and doing all kind of stuff. It sounds so good. Now, Christian teaching generally holds, this is from the Washington Times newspaper, Christian teaching, it says in the newspaper, generally holds that belief in Jesus and not good deeds grants eternal life. But the Pope said that belief and faith were not the biggest factors. Belief and faith are not the biggest factors. And the Lord has redeemed all of us, all of us. There's 7 billion people on earth. There's about 1 billion Muslims. There's Buddhists, there's Hindus, and all of us are going to heaven. I mean, hell's going to be an empty place. I don't know why the Bible says it's being enlarged all the time. Nobody's going there, according to the Pope. Well, I don't believe in Jesus. You don't have to believe. You're going to heaven anyway. Well, I don't have any faith in that Jesus. Well, you're going anyway, because he redeemed you. The atheist, the Pope said, yes, even the atheist. Everyone. Now, don't try to wiggle out of it, folks. Don't try to come back and say, well, now, Tex, you didn't. Let me interpret what the Pope said. The Pope said it very well here. Everyone. He doesn't need an interpreter. He needs you to shut up and listen to him. He's the Pope. For goodness sake, you're just a Catholic. You're just a pew sitter out there. Listen to what your Pope said. He's the pontiff. He's the boss. Everything he speaks is golden, isn't it? And he said everyone is going to heaven, even the atheist. Now, an atheist is somebody who doesn't even believe in a supreme being. He's still going to heaven. You say, I don't believe that. I don't believe the Pope. How can you doubt the authority of your pontiff? That's the question I ask. How can you doubt him? Now, the Bible says something different. You know, the Pope talks about things like inclusiveness and diversity. Inclusiveness and diversity. But it seems like the Bible doesn't use those kind of words. In fact, it says, how long will you halt between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if it's Baal, who's God, follow him. Why do you have to halt between two opinions? And the book of Revelation says, don't be lukewarm. God will spit you out of his mouth. I think it's a little bit lukewarm to say that atheists are going to heaven if they do a few good works, isn't it? I don't care how inclusive or diverse you want to be. Inclusiveness and diversity, those are just terms that have been worked up by Satan, the prince of the power of the air, Ephesians 2, chapter 2. Now, I know the Pope wants to be loved by the world, but John says in 1 John 2:15, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Isn't that amazing? If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The Pope loves the world, but the love of God is not in the Pope. How do I know that? Because the Word of God says so. Now, I know the Pope's boss, or he was his boss, I don't know which is boss now, the Black Pope, head of the Jesuit faith, has told the Pope these things. Now, the Jesuit faith, if you want to know about the Jesuits, just ask me. I'd love to tell you. I need to do a whole program about them, though. But let me read to you what a man over in England said back in 1852. He said, you never observe a great intellectual movement in Europe in which the Jews do not greatly participate. The first Jesuits were Jews. The first Jesuits were Jews. Who said that? Benjamin Disraeli. He was a Jew. Prime Minister of Great Britain. You never observe a great intellectual movement in Europe in which the Jews do not greatly participate. The first Jesuits were Jews. Well, they were. The founder of the Jesuit order was a man named Ignatius Loyola. You know, there's Loyola universities in America. He was a Jew. He was an occult Kabbalist. He supposedly converted to Roman Catholicism, had an audience with the Pope and said, what I want to do, he was a general, a Spanish general. What I want to do, I want to start a new order called the Jesuits. Empower me and I will go out and I will torture, interrogate, and kill, and maraud. And the Pope did. That's how he said, I'm going to advance up the Catholic Church. By murdering, by killing, by torturing people. So they have Jewish roots. A Jew, Ignatius Loyola. He had a special way to pray. He used the meditations of the Muslims. The meditations of the Muslims. David Livingstone, present day author of a book entitled Terrorism and the Illuminati. Terrorism and the Illuminati. I read it. David Livingstone's a good friend of mine. It says, he writes in the book, the Illuminati order was preceded in the 1500s in Spain by the Alumbrados, a Christian heresy started by crypto-Jews called Marranos. The founder of the Jesuit order, Ignatius of Loyola, was a Marrano Jew, an Alumbrado. Thus, when people today argue whether it is the Jesuits or Zionists who are responsible for our troubles, they're really talking about the same beast. Do you get that, folks? Livingstone, a very smart man in his book, Terrorism and Illuminati, said when you're talking about the Jesuits and you're talking about the Zionists, you have to know that you're talking about the same organization. Now, the Jews are always going around and whining, we've been expelled from so many nations. We've been kicked out from so many nations over the centuries. Well, so have the Jesuits. They've been kicked out of nation after nation after nation. And rightly so, because everywhere they go, they found revolutions. They caused political problems. Pope Francis. Now, he's going to appear to be a nice guy, and he loves the whole world. And he says even the atheists can go to heaven. And he's going to wash people's feet, and he's going to be a great humanitarian until he gets you in his prison and starts torturing you. Just wait. Just wait. You'll see. Hey, did you know, according to the Pew Research Center, a polling group, they found that the number of gun crimes across the U.S. has been cut in half in just the last few decades? But most Americans still believe that shootings are increasing. This is all in the Los Angeles Times. Wow. From 1993 to 2011, the number of gun crimes resulting in deaths fell by 39%. And those that did not end in fatalities fell by a whopping 69%. I'm reading now from the American Free Press. In spite of this, Pew found that only 12% of Americans believe that gun crimes have declined. And 56% of Americans thought gun crimes had actually increased. You see what a good job Obama's doing? He and Feinstein and all the rest of them keep trying to take away our guns. It causes more people to go out and buy guns. And now that everybody has guns, all the criminals, well, they're sort of reluctant to break into people's houses and start raping and marauding, aren't they? That's what happens. The more guns you have, the less crime you have. It's very simple. Now, let's talk about the National Public Radio. I love these people. I really love them. And their chief reporter, ace reporter, Margot Adler, a pagan witch. Now, Margot Adler recently wrote an article. She said that she happened to be going downtown in New York and just runs into an atheist friend of hers, a protester. And the article talks about this art project that, according to her, seems a little bit Christian. It's about prayer. It's in a public area. And she moans and whines about, you know, something that's Christian, a Christian art project being in a public area. Now, there's another piece of public art that she seemed to like. She was delightful in telling people about the waterboarding of SpongeBob SquarePants. Now, she thought that was acceptable art. The waterboarding of SpongeBob SquarePants. But she didn't think the Christian art was right. And she got an atheist friend named Ken Bronstein. He's a Jew. And by the way, Margot Adler is a Jew. Aren't they all? Aren't all the witches and all the atheists and the humanist Jews? Of course they are. Well, not all of them, but most of them. Ken Bronstein said, the atheist said, I just happened to be walking by this art exhibit at this moment. Yeah, sure, he was just walking by. And Margot Adler, the reporter for the National Public Radio, was just walking by. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Meanwhile, Michael Bolton says he'd like to get walking. I'd walk across the country to get Hillary Rodham Clinton into office. He was being interviewed by the Huffington Post. He said, Bill Clinton and I have been friends for 23 years. He is the greatest post-president in the history of post-presidents.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Erica Eichelberger at Mother Jones magazine, she's a reporter. Now, there's a law about food stamps being passed in the House, and they wanted to pass a law. It didn't get done, but a Republican introduced legislation, an amendment to the bill, that would prevent murderers, rapists, and pedophiles from getting food stamps. In other words, if you're a rapist, you're a murderer, you're a pedophile, you cannot get food stamps. She thinks that's wrong. Miss Eichelberger of Mother Jones magazine said that discriminates because African Americans are disproportionately murderers, rapists, and pedophiles. Well, how did she know that? Aroused a lot of controversy. She said this is discriminatory against African Americans. They're the ones who are disproportionately murderers, rapists, and pedophiles. Well, the congressman's bill didn't even talk about black Americans. But Miss Eichelberger did. She just knew this new law that was introduced, this legislation that didn't even get passed, would discriminate against African Americans because they are disproportionately murderers, rapists, and pedophiles. You know, she's right. But now the next day she had to come back and apologize for it. I didn't mean that they're the ones that are all the murderers, rapists, and pedophiles. It's just that she had a tap dance. That's what you have to do when you're a liberal. You have to always tap dance. Finally, folks, Al Gore and other reporters claim that the tornado, the F5 tornado that hit Oklahoma, was caused by climate change. But the weather scientists say that's not true. Then the reporter said, but wait, isn't it so that we have more tornadoes than we've ever had in history? And the weather guy said, no, that's not true. We've had fewer. Folks, over the last 5 or 6 years, we've had fewer hurricanes. We've had fewer tornadoes in America. Don't listen, Al Gore. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Global change, weather change, global warming has not been causing more tornadoes or more hurricanes. We've had fewer in the last 5 to 10 years. All right. Well, I'm afraid we've run out of time here. I wanted to tell you about Blue is the Warmest Color, the lesbian love story that's gotten the Movie of the Year award at the Cannes Festival. Oh, boy. Lesbian love stories getting the award. Of course, it would have to. They're going to give it to all their lesbian friends. You know, that's the way it goes. Well, all right. Friends, it's been great being with you today. I wish I had more time. We have so much news. But the Pope and the IRS just took all of our time, didn't they? Well, my prayer, dear friends, is that you'll be with us next week and every week as we present the power of prophecy.